Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome back to In The Pink. Well, it's a mini In The Pink, actually, because it's not a full podcast today. Today is just a little teaser, a taste of what is to come with our next guest. Before we talk about him, though, I want to say thank you for all the feedback on the other podcasts that you've been listening to over Christmas, Annabelle Croft and Dame Kelly Holmes, two wonderful women who I was very proud and excited and interested in talking to. So thank you for your time, ladies. My next guest has sold over 20, I was about to say 200 then, that would be great, but 20 million is pretty decent as well. 20 million records worldwide. His Back to Bedlam album sold 11 million on its own. He's got a new album, Once Upon a Mind, and he's hoping it will do the same. Mr. James Blunt lives in Gentleman. His main podcast will drop on Monday the 6th of January, but for now, it's a bit of an insight into his world. Oh, and listen, remember that you can win those Bose headphones. The first winner, Jodie, has already walked away a proud winner of them. We've also, thanks to Takoya, got some Premier League tickets to give out. So keep listening to find out how you can win those and enjoy 2020. Get it off to a great start. Speak to you soon. Let's talk about the new album, because this is an exciting time. I know it's been a long time coming. Once Upon a Mind, just tell us how long it did take to write, and you threw a lot of emotion into it, didn't you?
Yeah, I came off an 18-month world tour in the end of September 2018, and it was around about that time that we realised my dad was unwell. He had stage 4 chronic kidney disease, and so almost immediately I had stuff to write about. You know, this is a man who's been really fit, healthy, an army colonel, a helicopter pilot in the army, and you know, was just an incredibly fit human being. And so immediately that tour finished, I went into the studio in October 2018. I locked myself away for, you know, almost a year and wrote songs for him. But also when I realised I don't have much time necessarily with him, limited time with him, I look around at my new family that I've just had, a tiny little family, and me, you know, if I'm on an 18-month tour, I'm on tours that are longer than they are old, so not even knowing these people and meeting them, so realising I have limited time with them, and that's quite inspiring in itself to write songs. I'm writing songs in case I shouldn't ever see them again, and messages to them that I can only write to them in songs because I'm not seeing them face to face. And also, of course, there's someone at the heart of it who has to pick up all the pieces of that, and that's my wife, so I've written a bunch of songs for her.
So, specifically, Monsters is about your dad, isn't it? And how hard and or helpful was it to write that?
It wasn't hard to write because I didn't have to imagine it. Suddenly there is, you know, this man who's becoming more frail. He'd tell me to piss off if he was here and say I'm fine. But he's, you know, when you see that and those chapters start to change in one's life and you see the circle of life play out in front of you, it's really easy to write those kind of songs. If there was pressure, though, it was to make sure that I nailed it, you know, because you can't write 5 songs all touching on the subject. If you're going to play that song to your father at some stage, you need to get that one song and make it matter, and Monsters is that song.
It's amazing, actually, because there's a line in the song, and forgive me if I get it, it's not quite verbatim, but it's
it's basically you're almost talking to him as an equal rather than father and son.
Exactly.
You're two men standing in front of each other.
Yeah.
Which
and
I so think.
And the lyric says, "I'm not your son. You're not my father. We're just two grown men saying goodbye. No need to forgive. No need to forget. I know your mistakes and you know mine." And you know, they're quite raw things to say. And when I first played it to him, I hoped he wasn't going to take it in the wrong way. But it's saying that you are more to me than my father. You're my friend as well.
I have to say that I listened to that last night when I was just thinking about talking to you, and I thought a lot about my own dad, and I just burst into tears. I feel like there's a real kind of vulnerability to our parents now, particularly as they're getting older and things are starting to go wrong for them physically. You know, you talk about the circle of life, and when you have kids, that just it's just sharpened in your own mind, isn't it?
Yeah, entirely that. And they're kind of beautiful. They're chapters in a life. They're shifting moments. You go from idolising a parent to being an equal, and then you have to look after them in a way that they looked after you.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose noise-cancelling 700 series. Their unrivalled noise-cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition mean you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing.
And so Monsters was obviously kind of almost a therapy in many ways, I guess, for you.
Yeah, I think for me, actually, I felt it was just a moment for me to be able to say things to my father that I would never otherwise have said. Because, you know, he and I are really close, but we're British men, ex-army, both of us, who are emotionally stunted. And of course we're close, and of course we love each other, but we don't say those things to each other, and I can through music. So it was a great excuse to say it to him.
Yeah, and actually, fantastic you get to say that to him before he's died, because normally people put it in a eulogy, and you feel like saying, say that before they pass, and then, you know, they'd appreciate the love.
You're totally true. You know, if you're going to have a eulogy written about you, you might as well get a chance to hear it.
Yeah. You do. You always want people to be able to look into their own funerals and see how popular they are.
Yeah.
The Greatest, that was dedicated to your kids.
Yeah, The Greatest, it's the last song on the album. I start off with The Truth, which is a journey to find my wife, really. But the last one is a message to my children. Because, you know, if you read the newspapers today, it sounds like we live in a pretty crappy old world. And it's one that I hope says that we need them to... be the greatest, to be the best that they can be and better than those who came before them.
And Cold, tell us about that. That is directly to Sophia, isn't it?
It is, Cold is the first single.
I don't want people to think she's cold, by the way. Listen to the song before you judge just the title.
Yeah, well, imagine how I had to explain that at home as well. The song, yes, of course, is called Cold, but it talks about the ocean between us. And I mean, I'm on tour, you know, the Atlantic Ocean when I'm in the States, or whatever ocean it might be, as I tour around the world. And it talks about, that ocean between us, be it physical, but of course, you know, metaphorical too, because she just has to deal with a hell of a lot while I'm away. But the message of the song is, without you, I'm just cold.
Right, now we have a chance to win, and win big, because you have the opportunity to walk away with a pair of Bose noise-cancelling headphones, the 700 series, worth around £350. All you have to do is rate, review and subscribe. Leave us a review on the In The Pink podcast, on Apple Podcasts, and on our Instagram page. We will pick one. Doesn't have to be sycophantic, but that always helps. Make us laugh. Give us some feedback on any of our guests, and we will pick someone to walk away with those headphones.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.